Young people commit to reaching the lost despite persecution. Hurricanes hit a ministry in Central America where it hurts, and a small investment in a Liberian student's future yields a new church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians have been killed. Churches have been closed. It happens every day in Indonesia. The seed company's Roy Peterson just returned from Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation.
There were churches that were being closed down by the majority religion. There is a lack of freedom to get land to open up and build new churches. They are living with persecution. It's a very quiet, not well broadcast persecution, but it is part of everyday life.
Peterson spoke at a conference where hundreds of young people committed to reaching their nation for Christ, which is a desperate need because
many of the people groups in Indonesia still don't have the scriptures in their language, as there's about 700 different languages across those 3,000 miles of islands.
Under the seed company model, they're training Indonesians to do the work, and they're seeing great success. We turn next to Nicaragua. While the region was not directly affected by either Hurricane Katrina or Rita, the people are feeling the effects. Fuel prices skyrocketed. Worldwide Christian School, Steve Goering, says it's not topographical damage that they're struggling with, it's financial.
Most of the electrical power is generated through diesel. So when the prices have gone up, they have decided to ration the electrical power because they haven't been able to come to an agreement with the country on the extra cost to run the generators.
That means education can be a challenge. What's more, Goering says, ministry is hit hard.
Most of our contacts in Nicaragua are dealing with about 2 hours of electricity per day. So they have to be ready to do whatever ministry needs they can, use their computers, things of that nature. When the power comes on, they have to be ready to go. So it's really disruptive to most of their work in the Ministry of Education there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A communist country in East Asia has approved the legal distribution of the Jesus film. Following the SARS outbreak 2 years ago, teams saw an openness to the gospel. Shortly thereafter, the government gave approval to legally distribute the Jesus film to official churches throughout that nation. As a result, 100,000 VCDs of the Jesus film were handed out. Another nationwide distribution is in the works for more to be given to official churches next year. Meanwhile, India worships millions of gods. Rats, cows, sun, moon, water, the list is endless. Scientologists are looking to have a major impact on that country, says Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton.
It's been announced that 13 major cities in India will be flooded this month with literature sent by Scientologists from around the world.
That's similar to what CRI is doing, says Palmerton.
It's like a cult version of CRI, promoting a non-Christian doctrine that's going to lead potentially millions of people away from knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus, and so we want to combat that.
They're doing just that by collecting used Bibles, books, and other Christian literature and sending it to India. It's part of CRI's special project called
the Great Crate Project, and asking people to send in and bring in their Bibles, books, and bucks. I would urge everybody that's sending books, if they could include 50 cents a book or more, that will cover shipping and handling, and we'll get this job done.
And several years ago, Back to the Bible helped a Liberian student stay in school by granting a scholarship from the International Scholarship Fund. When he finished his education, he and his family moved to Minnesota to serve as missionaries. They planted a new church among thousands of Liberians who had migrated there due to Liberia's civil war. The congregation recently celebrated its 5th anniversary with the dedication of land where the facility will be built. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the 5 American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.